Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, November the 13th, 2011, and this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor every day to fight the mind of the oppressor, to fight the mentality of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, to fight the mind of the ruling class and ruling families, to fight the mind of disrespect of human family, disrespect of creation, disrespect of self, warfare, bloodshed. We want to fight that mentality, climb up out of that mentality, and climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahweh, the mind of Allah, no matter what name we use. We want to climb in that mind of the righteous mind. And as we do so, we will find that the oppressor, the ruling class and families, Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, have divided all of us along racial lines, ethnic lines, class lines, gender lines, age lines, divided us along denominational, religious, philosophical, ideological. So we cross all those boundaries and come together as one under Christ, that spirit to deliver the oppressed. We are all the oppressed. We all catch it from the same wicked enemy. And as we do this, we will find that we will be able to organize and work together for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And I and we and you are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, and revolutionary institution and organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice, she's my beautiful sister, and she is yet the coordinator, facilitator, helper, engineer, producer of this website, this Mind of God program. And I am thankful to the Most High for that beautiful sister, Venice, and I pray that the Most High continues to bless her, her children, and her family. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. Now we're going to pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High, Creator, Father, and the Most High, Creatress, Mother. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the Most High Father, the word Father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. So if you put that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Abba for the Most High Father. In the African Arabic language, the Most High Father is known as Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Most High Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Most High Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Now, we also pause to give thanks and praises to our beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Mother, Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom is chokmah. You may find it in the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is a feminine word. It is a feminine title given to a feminine entity, our mother, the Holy Spirit, in this case. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our creatress, mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. You see, it is only the feminine, female in the human instance, but feminine, only the feminine conceives. Holy Spirit must be feminine. She's our mother. She's the mother of Jesus. She's your and my mother. And she, Mother Holy Spirit, is the mother of creation, mother of the human family, as father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the word mother is Aim. Put that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Aim for the mother. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of our Islamic sisters and brothers, she is known as Illa. That word Illa, spelled I-L-L-A-H, is an African Hebrew word as well as an African Arabic word. And our Islamic sisters and brothers say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. B-I-S-M-Illa. Bismillah. That is the mother, Illa. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the beneficent, the merciful. Rahman ar-Rahim are rooted in the Arabic word for womb. So, properly understood, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim means, in the name of our mother, Illa, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In the African Arabic language, her name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. The word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word, Ruach, is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language. That is a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, our mother, the Holy Spirit, in this case. So in Egypt, Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother, in the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So it is my privilege and honor to greet you, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. Believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of his Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So, I say Jah Rastafari, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. All of this is to teach us that Christ is here this day. Christ is here to reveal and manifest within your and my our personalities, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ in the last days of judgment in Babylon, in the last days of judgment in this American European Israel Empire, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come, Christ would manifest, Christ would show up in those that are standing up for equal rights and justice. See, sisters and brothers, you and me are the I and Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari, the Rasta sisters and brothers of Jamaica International. Don't say you and me, Rasta, say I and I. The first I refers to the self, the original self created by the Most High Father and Mother. The original self united with the Most High Father and Mother, Creator, Creatress, and also united with creation. The second I refers to the human family outside of yourself, also united with the Most High Father and Mother, Creator, Creatress, and also united with the whole of creation, I and I. All of us, you and me, are divine manifestations of divinity living in this divine creation, divine universe, on this divine planet that we call Earth, in this divine physical house that we call our physical bodies. And when we look over the earth and see sisters and brothers all over the earth rising up in Africa, rising up in the Middle East, rising up in Asia, rising up in the isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, rising up in Central and South America, rising up in the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. The rising up of the sisters and brothers all over the earth is causing destruction of this wicked system. It's causing the wicked system to work desperate workings, to implement desperate programs that they may stave off the resurrection of Christ, the second coming of Christ in this time, but it's too late. The rising up of the people is going to continue. We will continue to see Christ coming in the person of the sisters and brothers all over the earth, rising up to say no more to this wicked system. And so we see that the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, those in power have become desperate and are crushing the middle class and the working class in Europe now, in America now, where the middle class thought that they had gotten away scot-free, looking at Africa be crushed and the ghettos be crushed. But now, due to the rising up of the people, we see that those same enemies, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, International Monetary Fund, and so on, are now squeezing the middle class in Europe and America. And sisters and brothers are now in the streets that in times past would not have gone into the streets. Even the Tea Party people have seen fit to rebel against the government. These rebellions are not perfect. These rebellions sometimes are misguided. These rebellions are all the time infiltrated by the enemy, by the FBI, the CIA, the Mossad, and so on. So while the enemy infiltrates the uprising, you and me, you and I, who understand revolution, people like the Nation of Islam, people like the Uhuru Movement, African People's Socialist Party, people who follow Danny Glover, Harry Belafonte, Randall Robinson, people who follow Cornel West, Tavis Smiley, and others who have their finger on the pulse, we must infiltrate. People who follow Webster Tarpley, people who follow Alex Jones, people who follow Jesse Ventura. None of us are perfect, but all of us understand something of the revolution and what must be done. And there are those among us who understand way more than we do. Farrakhan, Omalley Ishatella, Harry Belafonte, Randall Robinson, Danny Glover, Winnie Mandela, and others who have a greater understanding. And I'm just a student of those great ones. We must infiltrate this struggle, this movement, so that we can make sure that it stays on the right course, so that we can make sure that we unite and stand up for the whole of the oppressed, stand up for the human family. We are yet in the book of Revelation, and this revelation is showing us exactly what is occurring today. You see, the churches, the seven churches of what they call Asia Minor, set up by Paul, were set up to fight Caesar, set up to fight the Roman Empire, were set up to carve out a community of freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, here and now on this earth, in direct opposition to the scribes, the Pharisees, those elites in the Roman Empire, those elites raised up by the Roman Empire, the churches, the original African churches. These churches were started by African people, and other than African joined, so that all African and European may be united against Caesar, united against Rome. And so that day is today. You see the sisters and brothers in the streets, desirous to unite against this wicked modern day Caesar, modern day Rome, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, Trade Organization, Wall Street, corporate elites, all of these heads of state, prime ministers, heads of government, heads of financial and educational institutions that are the puppets of the puppeteer Rothschilds, Oppenheimers. Those sisters and brothers in the streets are the church. Whether we want to say it or not, these sisters and brothers are acting out that which we preach in our churches every Sunday. They are in the streets, and they see themselves as being important enough to stand up against a system that seeks to destroy them, you, me, the whole of the human family, the oppressed. That is the church in action. That is the church and Christ before our eyes. Now, we were talking last session about how we must repent for joining in this wicked system of warfare and bloodshed. And we talked about how we, like the church at Pergamos, had allowed those among us to preach a perverted gospel to solicit us into supporting warfare, bloodshed, supporting America, supporting Obama, supporting Bush in their propagation of this system of warfare and bloodshed. They lie all the time. They lie and say that they are standing up for democracy. They lie and say they're standing up for humanitarian purposes. All of these are inducements to seduce us into supporting warfare and bloodshed. Obama didn't invade Libya along with NATO and France and Italy and Canada. They didn't invade Libya for humanitarian purposes. They only told us that to seduce us, to induce us to supporting the assassination of Muammar Gaddafi and the destruction of the Libyan people, destruction of black people, African people, destruction of a whole society so that they may be connected to the International Monetary Fund and connected to the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. And we support it, not understanding that that same wicked enemy is our enemy as well, meaning the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and those that run this system are our enemy as well as the enemy of sisters and brothers overseas. We must repent for saying nothing as Obama sends the military into Kenya, into Uganda, to kill another African named Joseph Kony. Supposedly, they're going after him because Joseph Kony is some type of terrorist. But, sisters and brothers, that man Joseph Kony, leader of the Lord's Resistance Army, was on the CIA payroll. He worked for the CIA. What? To do what? To terrorize the people in that region, so that they may move off of land that has resources and minerals in that land, so the Oppenheimers can come behind such terror, implementations of terror, and establish mining corporations to mine out the wealth. And we support it because we don't understand that this enemy is our enemy and causing the death of sisters and brothers in Africa as well as our death. And if we were living high on the hog, could we yet tolerate such destruction of African people and people of the human family? No. We were maneuvered into supporting the war in Iraq by Bush, the war in Afghanistan by Bush, through the manipulation of our emotions after 9/11 was really carried out by those on the inside. Not no enemy overseas, but your very government. Factions in the government who are directly answer to the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. They constructed 9/11 to cause us to be maneuvered into supporting such wicked destruction of the human family. And let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and this is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, November the 13th, 2011. And so now Obama comes in with the same message as Bush. Support 9/11. Support the troops killing overseas. Support coups in places in South America like Honduras. Support the CIA. Support the FBI. Support the FOP. They skillfully chose Obama and chose Hillary Clinton and chose those in the government that are around Obama, Obama's administration, to cause us who may have been skeptical when Bush was saying it, but now Obama is saying it. And many sisters and brothers have said, well, Obama is intellectual. Obama is smart. He's charismatic. He's beautiful. His wife is beautiful. His children are beautiful. Maybe we should go overseas and kill poor people. No. All of this inducements, seducing, to cause us to support warfare, bloodshed, support idolatry. Idolatry is covetousness, to want that which is not yours and destroy those who are the original owner of what you want, destroy them by bloodshed and warfare. And so we have supported this wickedness. And so Jesus is telling us in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 16 that we must repent, or I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. That's Jesus talking. That's revolution talking. That's justice talking. That's deliverance and health and wealth and the vengeance of the Most High on the wicked ruling class talking. That is Christ talking. That is the Spirit to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor talking. That's what Jesus means. That's what Christ means. Jesus is saying that he, with the sword in his mouth, that word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, that word of God, the sword, is on the left side, and the right hand reaches over to get the sword to cut. And the word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting the system, giving critical analysis in the system, meaning that the tongue is that sword in the mouth. The word of God on the tongue is greater than any weapon of mass destruction. You remember reading about the bombs, the nuclear or hydrogen bombs, nuclear technology that they dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima unnecessarily because Japan was surrendering at that time. But those higher up than Franklin Delano Roosevelt wanted to kill. Rothschilds and Oppenheimers wanted to kill. These Illuminati, Masonic order, 33rd degree Masonic order types wanted to kill. All they want to do is kill and destroy. Well, the word of God in your tongue, in my tongue, in our mouth is greater than those weapons of mass destruction. Any weapon that can be created by the enemy, the word of God is greater, because that material that makes up, that encompasses and makes up whatever weapon that is derived from such material came out of the earth, came out of creation. And it is the word of God that created the creation out of that which we cannot see. So that same word of God in your and my mouth is greater than any weapon that can be constructed by the enemy. And so Jesus said, if we don't deal with those wicked Nicolaitans who have the doctrine of destruction of the human family, destruction of people, Jesus say he will come and deal with us, deal with those who have such wicked doctrine quickly. And I say, when you look out and you see the sisters and brothers in the street, That's Jesus Christ coming quickly to condemn such a wicked, no good, rotten system, to cause us to think about repentance. My pastor today preached a message about repentance, and I'm taking that, and that's what we've been dealing with for the last few sessions, and making a revolutionary statement that we must repent for being so willing to participate in the system that is absolutely destructive to the poor, to the needy, to the afflicted, and to the oppressed. We must repent, sisters and brothers. That sword is on the left. The left side represents knowledge. But the right hand that reaches for the sword from the right side represents wisdom. That word of God with wisdom, with knowledge from the Most High, with spirituality, with morality. That word of God with justice, with righteousness. That's what is the, that is the, that which we are looking at in the scripture that is sharper than any two-edged sword. That word of God that causes us to think about the system, giving us critical analysis of the system so that we may understand this wicked system and break away from the mind given to us by the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, those wicked ones in power, oligarchs and plutocrats. That word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, will give us the consciousness to understand this system and break away from it and stand up for the oppressed. Sisters and brothers, that word of God, my sisters and brothers, this is what we preach day and night. And you are looking at that Jesus Christ coming quickly in the protesting going on all over the earth, in America, in New York, in Atlanta, in Oakland, in San Francisco, in Ohio, in Britain, in Spain, in Greece. Oh, Jesus is here. Jesus has come quickly to deal, sisters and brothers. Now, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17. Mother Holy Spirit is talking. Mother Holy Spirit wants to tell us something. Mother Holy Spirit, she is the Spirit. The Spirit, what the Spirit saith. Let me, he that hath an ear. That word ear, 3775 in the Greek language. 3775, what does that mean, sisters and brothers? The word is ous in the Greek language, ear. Metaphorically, the faculty of perceiving with the mind, the faculty of understanding and knowing. So we that have that capacity to understand with our mind how this wicked system has been constructed to destroy the human family, we that have that capacity, let us hear the word here, 191, akouo, on the Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, to be endowed with the faculty of hearing, not deaf, to hear, to attend to consider what is being said, to perceive by the ear what is announced in one's presence. So Mother Holy Spirit is going to give us critical analysis that we may understand and perceive what Mother Holy Spirit is saying about this wicked system. What she saith unto the churches. She is talking, Mother Holy Spirit. Let me hit that word Holy Spirit right quick. Spirit, 4151, on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Pneuma, the third person of the triune God, the Holy Trinity, co-equal and co-eternal with the Father and the Son. Now look, we have said all along that Holy Spirit is Mother, but in the Greek language, the Greeks neutered Mother Holy Spirit, stripped her of her gender, made her an it. And then Rome came behind the Greeks and transgendered her from an it to a he. Sisters and brothers, Holy Spirit is our mother. The word spirit in the African Hebrew language, 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, is ruach, That word is feminine, referring to a feminine entity. Holy Spirit is our mother. Holy Spirit conceives. Only the feminine conceives. Only the female in the human family conceives. The male begets. The father begets. The mother conceives. The mother carries the womb. Holy Spirit is the womb. Mama Holy Spirit is co-equal with the Father and co-equal with the Son. Now, we worship Mama Holy Spirit. You that thought Holy Spirit was a dude, you didn't mind saying you worship the Holy Spirit. But now that we know she's feminine and she's our mother, will we continue to worship Mama Holy Spirit now that we know she's feminine? She's the womb. Now, Mama Holy Spirit is talking. What is she saying? 3005 saith unto the churches, Lego. Lego. That's the word. 3004 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. To say, to speak, to affirm over, to maintain, to teach, to exhort, to advise. Look at all the definitions that go with this word saith. That Mama Holy Spirit is talking to us. Mama Holy Spirit is speaking. She is affirming. She is maintaining. Mama Holy Spirit is teaching. Mama Holy Spirit is giving advice and exhortation. Mama Holy Spirit is commanding. Another definition, to command, to direct. When we thought that Holy Spirit was a fella, we didn't mind. But how many of us will continue? When we understand that Mother Holy Spirit is going to command us and direct us, if we have a problem with woman and women, if we have a problem with feminine and female, we may have a problem with Mother Holy Spirit now that we know she is our mother. She is talking, saith unto the churches, 1577, the word churches. Ecclesia. The word for church in the Greek language, 1577, is ekklesia. And it is a feminine noun. Why? Because the churches are styled as female because the leader spiritually styled as a male. Not that females can't be leaders, but we're looking at genders that teach us the role of different offices within the construct of the kingdom of God in heaven on earth through the church, through temple, through synagogue, through mosque. So the people in the church are styled as feminine because we spiritually, whether male or female, give birth to actions, give birth to the revolution, give birth to the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. After having heard the word of God, which is like spiritual sperm in our ear that goes into our spiritual wombs, which are our minds, M-I-N-D, brains, B-R-A-I-N, our minds, M-I-N-D, are wombs that when the word of God enters into the mind, we are able to grow actions, grow characteristics that are conducive to the kingdom of, to manifesting the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth, that caused us to rise up to fight this wicked system and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So we, the church, are the wife of Christ, the woman of Christ, the new Jerusalem, the bride of Christ. That is you, that is me, that is us, that is the mosque, that is the temple, the cathedral, that is the church. All of us, we are the wife, the woman to Christ. Christ is the husband that emits the word of God into our ear that we may rise up as a revolutionary to fight this wicked system. This church is, the word for church is not only a cultural word, not only a religious word, but also a political word as well, as we are to be assembled, called out of this wicked system, called out of the influence of the modern day Caesars in Rome, which is Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and wicked ruling class, so that we may manifest and organize the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. So He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. So the Holy Spirit, Mama Holy Spirit, say when we listen to her, we will overcome, and we will be given to eat hidden manna, that which is hidden, and given a white stone and a new name. And no one will know that new name except we who know, and saving we that receive that name. Now let's break this down. To him that overcometh. Now that word him, we're going to say him and her, male and female, that overcometh. 3528. On the Greek side of the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, that word is nikalo, and it means to conquer. It means to carry off the victory, to carry off victorious. It means the victory of Christ, victorious over all his foes, sisters and brothers. It means those Christians that hold fast to their faith, even unto death, against the power of their foes and temptations and persecutions. Sisters and brothers, that is you, that is me. We are they when we understand Jesus as justice, as the return of health and wealth and liberty and deliverance to the oppressed, as when we understand Christ as that spirit to rise up, that spirit and anointing to rise up and fight the oppressor with the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. When we understand that we have the power to conquer the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and Wall Street and those in power, when we understand that we have been given the power to be absolutely victorious over the enemies of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. When we understand that as Christians, that as Muslims, that as Hindus and Buddhists, as Krishna, as a Native American spiritualist, all of us, under the Spirit of Christ, have the power to hold fast to that faith that will cause us to rise up as Geronimo and Chief Joseph and Chief Sitting Bull. Rise up and fight this wicked oppressor. It may look like they were the loser, but they fought to the death against the wicked oppressor that had invaded their nation and stolen their land. But they lost physically, but they did not lose spiritually. Chief Sitting Bull, Chief Joseph, Chief Geronimo, Chief Crazy Horse, they are in the atmosphere. Their spirit is in those sisters and brothers who are the protesters all over the earth, Wall Street and elsewhere. They are among us and with us. That Christ spirit that was in Geronimo, in Sitting Bull, in Chief Joseph, in Chief Crazy Horse. That spirit is with us, giving us the faith to know that we will be victorious over our foes, the true foe, the true enemy, not your sister and brother, not your neighbor, but the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, who are doing the bidding of Satan. Satan in high places, Satan in government, Satan in the International Monetary Fund, World Bank and Trade Organization, and so on. We are they who are going to hold on to this faith of revolution, Jesus Christ. Another definition: when one is arraigned or goes to law to win the case, maintain one's cause. You see, the law is against us. But we are carrying the case of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed before a higher law, above man's manipulative law. We are carrying the case of the oppressed before the law of justice, the law of creation, the law of sun, moon, stars, and planets. We are before the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, and our attorney is Jesus Christ. And he is well able, through to deliver the oppressed, to arraign us, to maintain our cause and show that we are innocent, to make us to be innocent through his work, through the understanding that we have gained through understanding Jesus Christ as justice, and we have repented, and we are fighting on behalf of the oppressed, and we give thanks and praises. We're going to take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.